26. Good ideas must be carried into action. November 8th. All over the world, one hears beautiful sayings extolled and noble precepts admired. All men say they love what is good and hate everything that is evil. Sincerity is to be admired, whilst lying is despicable. Faith is a virtue, and treachery is a disgrace to humanity. It is a blessed thing to gladden the hearts of men, and wrong to be the cause of pain. To be kind and merciful is right, while to hate is sinful. Justice is a noble quality, and injustice an iniquity. That it is one's duty to be pitiful and harm no one, and to avoid jealousy and malice at all costs. Wisdom is the glory of man, not ignorance. Light, not darkness. It is a good thing to turn one's face toward God, and foolishness to ignore him. That it is our duty to guide man upward, and not to mislead him and be the cause of his downfall. There are many more examples like unto these. But all these sayings are but words, and we see very few of them carried into the world of action. On the contrary, we perceive that men are carried away by passion and selfishness, each man thinking only of what will benefit himself, even if it means the ruin of his brother. They are all anxious to make their fortune and care little or nothing for the welfare of others. They are concerned about their own peace and comfort, while the condition of their fellows troubles them not at all. Unhappily, this is the road most men tread. But Baha'is must not be thus. They must rise above this condition. Actions must be more to them than words. By their actions, they must be merciful, and not merely by their words. They must, on all occasions, confirm by their actions what they proclaim in words. Their deeds must prove their fidelity, and their actions must show forth divine light. Let your actions cry aloud to the world that you are indeed Baha'is, for it is actions that speak to the world and are the cause of the progress of humanity. If we are true Baha'is, speech is not needed. Our actions will help on the world, will spread civilization, will help the progress of science and cause the arts to develop. Without action, nothing in the material world can be accomplished. Neither can words, unaided, advance a man in the spiritual kingdom. It is not through lip service only that the elect of God have attained to holiness, but by patient lives of active service they have brought light into the world. Therefore strive that your actions day by day may be beautiful prayers. Turn towards God and seek always to do that which is right and noble. Enrich the poor, raise the fallen, comfort the sorrowful, bring healing to the sick, reassure the fearful, rescue the oppressed, bring hope to the hopeless, shelter the destitute. This is the work of a true Baha'i, and this is what is expected of him. If we strive to do all this, then are we true Baha'is. But if we neglect it, we are not followers of the light, and we have no right to the name. God, who sees all hearts, knows how far our lives are the fulfillment of our words.